From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading The Yellowstone by Winfred Blevins, part of the Rivers West series. Now, let's begin with The Yellowstone. Prologue, The River. The man knew little about the river, but he knew he loved it. He stood deep in the yellow-walled canyon, the river at his feet. From the rim, it looked like a silver-green ribbon, remote, a fantasy. Down here, the river flowed up to the lip of rock and, in seamless grace and faith, bolted out into the empty air. Here it was roaring, churning, raw power. Where it collided with the earth, several hundred feet below, the water chameleoned into spray and leapt back up the canyon, making the yellow walls glisten. The man, a beaver trapper named Mac, looked at the river and heard its roar and felt its foam on his face. He bent a knee to drink its sweetness. Then he felt a temptation. Lie down upon the earth. You're alone. No one will think you a fool. Sheepishly, he did. And there, through dirt and rock, he felt the elemental force of the cascade. He quivered to the surging of the earth's blood. He sat all afternoon by the great waterfall, staring, taking it in. It was a foolish thing to do, for he ought to have been hunting. He was hungry. More than a week ago, this very young man and his companions came through Two Ocean Pass, a place where one stream actually divided toward the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Then they descended into the land of boiling waters. Cursed country, their leader called it. Yet it was the most beautiful country the young man had ever seen. Soon they camped east of the great lake formed by the great river, the Yellowstone.